Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The Reuters headline, UN efforts to save Black Sea grain deal to continue in coming days. Coming days means the deadline is Thursday. As of now, there is not good news from the Black Sea. There is not good news from the negotiation called the JCC, the Joint Cooperation Group in Istanbul. There is not good news anywhere about the grain that is needed to feed populations. So I welcome Katrina Vandenhovel, the editorial director and publisher of The Nation magazine. We begin with the grain deal because, Katrina, it certainly looks like Russia sees this as a leverage point and is right now talking about terms for continuing the grain deal. The terms include opening up the ammonia pipeline and also selling more grain to the world from the Russian side. The comment from the American, well, an American member of the State Department, Robert Wood, U.S. Deputy U.S. Ambassador to the UN. While Russia keeps Ukrainian grain deals from feeding the hungry, Russia is successfully exporting its own bumper crop of grain. Russia must stop, says Mr. Wood, stop holding global food security hostage to its cynical power plays and profit-taking. We've worried about this for months, for a year, Katrina. Here it is, another deadline. Do you expect this to be resolved when there are concessions to Russia? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. My memory is that this is one of the few diplomatic constructive deals that was done, has been done in the last year. And the UN rightly took some credit for it. But it's interesting because we've just seen there will be a runoff in Turkey. I'm not sure how that will impact the situation because Erdogan, as I recall, played a role. Turkey, the UN, Russia, Ukraine.
Yes, Istanbul is the center of the Joint Coordination Center. Yes.
Well, that plays a role, of course, because Turkey's in limbo until, I believe, May, a few days. So that may play a role. But there's also a political dynamic that in Poland and a few other Eastern European countries, they're having issues with the farmers. So their political domestic dynamics, as well as the Russia leverage issue. The whole war, the entire war has played a role in elevating hunger insecurity, hunger, food insecurity in the world. And it's interesting that many of the countries which have been severely impacted are the most unwilling to supply weapons, which they may not have, but also the most unwilling to talk about extending the war. I think they seek more of an end to the war. So that's something to remember. But I do think if it falls apart, it's a measure of how far we are from diplomatic resolution of the conflict. And of course, President Zelensky has spent the last days traveling in Europe to acquire new weapons toward, one thinks, the planned offensive, trying to drum up support ahead of that. But it's unclear where that is going. The anticipation and the timing and outcome remain opaque, John.
I agree with you about Zelensky's tour. At first I thought, well, he's headed to Rome. He's going to talk peace with the Pope. That didn't happen, at least according to the headlines. Maybe it did behind closed doors. And then to London, where the prime minister is being very generous with missiles, drones, or even talking about jet aircraft. This is more war, war, war. It is odd that we consider in the second year that both sides are still slugging each other. Let's go to Moscow. Rather than just talk about Sunak offering weapons of war to Zelensky, the man named Prigozhin is a strange character. Even for Russian oligarchs, he's a strange character. First of all, he looks like Ernst Blofeld from Spectre, or what I imagined he always looked like. And now there are reports in London that he's betraying Russians to Ukrainians.
But, John, it's
very strange. And
I was going to say, first of all, it's not just the Daily Telegraph. These are the leaks from the Discord leaks that are we're seeing more and more of them emerge. And the Washington Post, there's Prigozhin. Prigozhin, I think Americans would understand, is the kind of Eric Prince Blackwater mercenary figure. He used to be called Putin's chef, but like so many cronies of Putin, he's received wealth and he's used it. And what is interesting to me is that Putin, demonized as he is someone who's loyal to his cronies if they stay with him. Right now, he seems to be refereeing between the general of the army, chief of staff. I think it's Gerasimov at this point. They move around.
Yes.
And Prigozhin. But if it is true that Prigozhin was playing footsie with the Ukrainian intelligence services in order to save his men, revealing where Russian soldiers were, I mean, this is an extraordinary act of division, revelation of more division than we fully understood, and treachery. There's more from the Discord documents. The Washington Post has published many of them, and it appears, and people are not denying, that the Washington Post has deleted portions of the Zelensky interview they did around the Discord leaks, where Zelensky accuses the Washington Post of aiding Russia. The Ukrainian leader was so angry about information revealed by these leaked documents, saying sharing such info in Ukraine was a, quote, felony. So, I mean, these documents have stirred up more than most are reporting around the Ukrainian issue. And, of course, again, the backdrop is the planned offensive, counteroffensive.
My puzzle is, here we have food security at risk. Here we have new weapon systems in the hands of Ukraine. Here we have Prigozhin, who runs a private army, making threats against his colleagues in the Kremlin. I guess that's the way you would describe it. Where are the diplomats? We ask this each week. I can't believe that the diplomats are sitting this out. Where are they?
You know, I think we've talked about this, John, and I think it's a legitimate, extraordinarily fair question. I think that with the militarization, a big word of our thinking, has played a key role. People talk about the cost of one tanker going to Ukraine, but it's more the cost of mindset, which has shifted enormously in this conflict. One hopes they're backdoor conversations, but I think there's a feeling on the part of many in the establishment to wait out this counteroffensive and to let Ukraine play it out. And then ungainly, maybe not pretty, more of a reality check in terms of some kind of negotiations. But what's also so frightening is that Discord documents leaks have revealed more of the U.S.-NATO role in supply Ukraine, wanting to play more a role inside Russia with the drones and equipment it's received. This is not new. There was an attack in Crimea a few weeks, months ago. There was the Kremlin drone thing. We don't know exactly provenance. But if there's an effort on the part of Zelensky, which one can understand, to expand the war, bringing in the U.S. and NATO, that is very, very dangerous because that moves even beyond a proxy war with all the collateral dangers.
Katrina, we have less than a minute here. This is an escalation drama. That's what we're watching. Those shadow missiles, those cruise missiles from the UK, that includes the red line of attacking inside Russia, correct?
Yes. Correct? It does. And that is enormously dangerous. And we don't know how many. I mean, this was something Biden always drew the red line at. And we are seeing that violated because there's, I think, a willingness to accede to the Ukrainian demands. But this is a violation of what President Biden spoke of over a year ago, I believe.
It is, and we're watching it in slow motion. Katrina Vandenhoven, the cruise missiles that are said to be on their way or already in the hands of the Ukrainians can easily reach the Kerch Bridge and into Russia, easily.
Yeah.
And that is dangerous. Katrina Vandenhoven, the editorial director and publisher of The Nation magazine, as well as a columnist at The Washington Post. I'm John Batchelor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.